Peace now and joy hereafter. Elder James A. Collymore. James A. Collymore. Conference Report. April 1966. Page 139-140. My brothers and sisters, I think that possibly only these brethren of the general authorities who have preceded me can really tell how I feel. I think it is impossible to know unless you go through it yourself. I am most grateful, however, for this tremendous honor that has been bestowed upon me, for the privilege I have of working with these brethren and with you, in the service of the Lord. I feel very humble in this calling. I feel entirely inadequate and unqualified. I think that I feel somewhat as Newell K. Whitney did when he was asked by the prophet Joseph Smith to be the Bishop of Kirtland, for he said that he felt that he was not capable, he was unqualified and just could not do it. After the prophet had told him that the Lord had called him and that it was by revelation that this was made known, he still didn't feel that he was able and could act. Then the prophet said, "Go and ask Father for yourself." He went and knelt in humble supplication, and he heard a voice from heaven which said, "Thy strength is in me." He accepted and went about his work, and I understand was a bishop of the church for some 18 years. "He that doeth works of righteousness, I know that only by virtue of the strength I can receive from the Lord can I be made a qualified and capable servant of the Lord in the fulfillment of this responsibility. I am so grateful for the heritage that I have, for the teachings of a good mother and capable father who taught me in my youth to love the Lord. I am grateful for the experiences that I have had of living away from Zion, Utah Zion, in the far-flung corners of this country and in many areas of the country. There are many such circumstances as mine all over the world and especially in the United States. I see, as I have made visits to your stakes, that almost without exception a devoted family has been instrumental in the growth of the church in that particular area, as family members have seen fit to serve the Lord, to devote themselves to the work, and to build the church. We are grateful for any part that we may have had in building the church in the areas where we have lived, and in so doing we have built our testimonies and have felt strong in the things that we have done. I take strength and consolation in the teachings that the Lord gave to the prophet Joseph Smith, wherein he said, "Wherefore, be not weary in well-doing, for ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of small things proceedeth that which is great." One of my favorite scriptures and one from which I receive a great deal of consolation is found in the 59th section of the Doctrine and Covenants. "He who doeth the works of righteousness shall receive his reward, even peace in this world, and eternal life in the world to come." I can think of no greater reward than to have peace in this world, the vindication of the Father, feeling that the things you are doing are acceptable unto the Lord and that you are serving him to such an extent that you have peace in your life, and, of course, all that any of us are working for is eternal life in the world to come. I bear you my testimony that this is his work and that if we will keep the commandments of the Lord and serve him well, we shall have peace in our souls, we shall have that vindication of the Father, the peace that we are searching for, and we shall certainly have eternal life, which is our ultimate goal. I pray for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.